time to get a bit of Monday motivation from runners.com. Rick Mirabella, as always, joins us on the show. Rick, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well indeed. Thanks, mate. I've been clocking up the Ks.
Yeah. Now, you are just really morphing into an endurance beast over there.
He's certainly a beast. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, 30 Ks last week I've walked, so happy with that. You know,
that is phenomenal.
Yep. So, that's what they said to me mum years ago when she was getting older. You got to walk about 5 Ks a day. So a couple of months later, we reckon she should have been just about at a chuka. So it was good.
you've regurgitated some similar. You've regurgitated that one before, I reckon.
Mate, regurgitation is the name of the game when it comes to dad jokes. Don't worry about that. Anyway, so there we go.
Okay, Rick, what have you got for us today? What are we going to find out, that gentle way of getting a bit of Monday motivation?
Yes, well, look, we've spoken a little bit about cycling in the past, but look, we don't talk too often about it, and I think it's often poo-pooed as something that, I can't do that anymore or whatever, or it costs too much money to buy a decent bike, but it really doesn't. You could spend a couple hundred bucks and get something half decent. And the thing about cycling is there's lots of different ways to mix up the modalities of stimulation. So you can go for a nice, easy ride, as what most people would do, ride to the shops and get the bread and milk and all these kind of things. But as you start to build it up, and if you don't want it to drop 5 or 6 kilos, you really can mix it up. So just different things like fartlek or different speed play, which is literally just you might work harder for 30 seconds and then really do an easy spin for 3 minutes on the back track and then do that again for 20 minutes. So 30 seconds on, 2.5 minutes off. Or you might ride down and try to find a bit more undulation and say, all right, for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to work it at a little bit 10%, 15% harder and just trying to make things a little bit more structured, a little bit more enjoyable. So it's not always just I've got to get on the bike for 30 minutes because that's my exercise. Because a lot of people, obviously, that can't run anymore or just have different injuries when it comes to impact, the bike's a great example of a way to just keep fit, raise the heart rate a bit, get a bit of a sweat up, and you can do it for the rest of your life, which is the best thing.
I've seen people around doing it, but they tend to be sort of really kitted out and in packs. Is it really something you can do, set off on your own to do as a starter? How do you start?
Yeah, great question. You don't have to look. Those packs can be pretty intimidating. And I'm not a massive cyclist myself, but I certainly do it as cross-trained as well. Those packs and all the Leica and stuff, absolutely. You just go down to a basic Rebel or just a basic bike shop and pick up one for $200-$300 at the start. The first 12 months, that'll suffice. And then, yeah, just aim to say, okay, well, like Robbo at the moment, he's moving every day like we all should. Like 3 days a week instead of pounding the pavement every day. 3 days a week, I'm going to get on the bike, and one day is going to be a really easy spin for 30 minutes, and literally don't even have to go on the road. You can just go off road or whatever you feel comfortable with. The next day, I'm going to try to find a bit of a hillier route, and I might do a few repeats. And if you've got to get off at the start and push, then you do that. But you really try to work up to those easy hills, and then some bigger hills. And the next day, the third day of that week, guys, you just pick up your speed at different points. You might go light post to light post really hard, and the next light post really easy spin. And all of a sudden, you are challenging your body. You're forcing it to adapt, as opposed to just getting on the bike and doing a really easy spin at a really easy level, which, yeah, that's great, and it's better than nothing. But I'm just trying to give the listeners some options if they're starting to build into a bit of a higher intensity fitness regime.
Okay. Yeah, it's just the middle-aged blokes in Lycra, I think, is the disturbing aspect of cycling. But that aside, as always, Rick,
Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, I know you only want to buy a bike so you can wear Lycra, I hear.
Well, you know, yes, I wear Lycra quite a bit and I haven't got a bike. I mean, it's a bit...
He's wearing it now, which is a bit off-putting, to be honest.
Just a wee bit.
Can't be good at 5 a.m, that kind of setup.
No. Hey, Rick, thanks as always, mate. Look forward to chatting next week. Yeah.
Great to chat, boys.
All right, all the best. Rick Mirabella from runners.com, RUNNEZ.com. Monday Motivation.